Soon, it could be time to get back to the future. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the first day of June. Thanks for being with us. In other news, the new month saw red coming back on Wall Street. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on her mistaken view of inflation last year. Oil prices climb, and why? Elon Musk says get back to the office or leave. Living paycheck to paycheck, even at $250,000 a year. Meanwhile, demand for workers continues to be critical. We'll have the numbers for you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and we warned you months ago about buy now, pay later. And, well, it seems we were right. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. It is the first day of June, and we are so grateful that you're with us again today. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. All right, car buffs, we've got something for you. Is there anybody that doesn't recognize the DMC DeLorean from the iconic movie Back to the Future? That came out way back in 1985. Well, DeLorean may have yet another rebirth, this time as an electric vehicle. And while there's still not much we know, what a perfect EV choice. NPR is reporting that the DeLorean Motor Company revealed new images and details about the car. It's called the Alpha 5 to early access subscribers on Monday before its website went public the next day. The concept car, which was first teased back in February, is set to premiere at the prestigious California car show, the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, in mid-August, with limited production set to begin in 2024. Now, despite its name, the DeLorean Motor Company behind the Alpha 5 is not the same one that brought the world the DMC DeLorean back in 1981. That company produced only about 9,000 cars at its Northern Ireland factory and went bankrupt in 1982, long before Back to the Future even arrived in theaters. The current company is based near Houston in Humble, Texas, with additional locations in Florida, Illinois, and California. It's hinted at other cars over the years. For example, the company announced plans for an electric vehicle way back in 2011, and in 2016 said it would reproduce hundreds of the original DeLorean following the passage of a Federal Transportation Act, allowing car makers to build a small number of replicas. Now, the automobile maker has released some preliminary images and details about the Alpha 5 ahead of its planned reveal in August. The car bears some resemblance to its predecessor, with gullwing doors and a louvered rear window. But some things are new, like its four seats and a pair of big screens, one in front of the steering wheel and one attached to the center console. The specifications for the base model include a range of more than 300 miles and, get this, a top speed of 155 miles an hour. The company says the Alpha 5 will be able to accelerate from 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds, and it can reach 88 miles an hour. That's the speed, by the way, it needs to achieve in order to time travel, according to the movie, in 4.35 seconds. Now, if you want to buy one, you best bring some cash. Pricing is expected to be in the $175,000 range. The first day of June was pretty bleak on Wall Street as the three major indexes all closed in the red. After rallying to start the trading session, the three major averages slipped following solid readings on the U.S. manufacturing sector. Data from the Institute for Supply Management showed the U.S. manufacturing sector grew faster than expected in May, another signal that fears of an imminent shutdown of the U.S. economy may be overblown. But continued fretting about inflation had investors in a sour mood. And I'll share those numbers for you in just a bit. In a related story, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that she was wrong about the path of inflation last year. She told CNN that she was wrong to downplay inflation and that, quote, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that at the time I did not fully understand, end quote. New variants of COVID, lockdowns in China, and Russia's war on Ukraine have all imposed shocks on the economy, the Treasury chief said, after attending a meeting at the White House with President Biden and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, all made to address inflation. Oil prices gained today as Shanghai relaxed its COVID-19 lockdown, driving speculation that more oil will be needed in that region. West Texas Intermediate crude rose by 12 cents to close at $114.79 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. If you're an executive at Tesla, your boss wants you back in the office. And if you don't want to go, you can just leave. Thank you very much. Musk sent an email late Tuesday to everybody at his electric car company, elaborating on an earlier missive to executive staff about the need to be in the office. Employees at numerous companies used to working from home or hybrid policies have revolted against return-to-office policies and long commutes. Now, here is what Musk wrote, quote, everyone at Tesla is required to spend a minimum of 40 hours in the office per week. To be super clear, moreover, the office must be where you actually are located, not some remote pseudo-office. If you don't show up, we will assume that you have resigned, end quote. Clearly, there is no ambiguity there. Living a bit beyond your means? Well, that seems to be the case in this story from Bloomberg. According to a study by Payments.com and the Lending Corporation, some 36% of households taking in nearly four times the median U.S. salary, or $250,000 a year, devote nearly all of their income to household expenses. It's particularly true among millennials who are now in their mid-20s to early 40s. More than half of top earners in that generation report having little left at the end of the month. Living paycheck to paycheck doesn't necessarily mean hardship, and Lending Club makes the distinction between those that can pay their bills easily and those who can't. Only a fraction of high earners, roughly 1 in 10, reported issues covering all their household expenses in April, according to the survey. Top earners, even those struggling to pay the bills, are of course much better off than the rest of the nation, which is facing soaring prices for everything from food to gas and even electricity. Among all consumers surveyed, 61.3% living paycheck to paycheck in April. That's a 9% point increase from just a year earlier. A separate survey released by the Federal Reserve last week, get this, found an overall improvement in the financial well-being of households since the pandemic, bolstered by stimulus aid and surging prices in assets like houses and stock. About 78% of Americans said that they were doing okay financially or living comfortably. And that is the highest share since the Fed began running the annual survey back in 2013. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released numbers for April and said there are 11.4 million job openings during that month, still one of the highest job open numbers for decades. Meanwhile, some 4.4 million Americans quit or changed jobs that month, using their leverage in an economy where job openings still outnumber job seekers by close to 2-to-1. The Washington Post is reporting that employers reported hiring 6.6 million people in April. Layoffs, meanwhile, fell to an all-time low of 1.2 million as businesses sought to keep the workers they did have. The latest figures come as the U.S. job market notches month after month of solid growth. U.S. employers added 428,000 jobs in April. That's the 12th consecutive month of at least 400,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate is at a pandemic low of 3.6%. In all, the labor market has added more than 6.5 million jobs in the past year and is on pace to return to pre-pandemic levels yet this summer. Well, even that bit of good news didn't dent the bear market on Wall Street as the Dow slipped by 176 points to end the trade at 32,813, while the NASDAQ fell by 86 points to settle at 11,994, and the S&P 500 was off by more than 30 points to end the day at 4101. The new norm on Wall Street may be a back and forth between a bear market and a bull market with loads of volatile trading. And in the end, that could mean an overall downturn trend, but seriously, everybody seems to be guessing. And finally, there is this. Months ago, when many retail giants did away with layaway and replaced it with buy now, pay later formulas, we warned you it might not be the best idea for consumers. And now we have this. The Wall Street Journal reports that higher borrowing rates and a slowing economy are putting buy now, pay later services to the test. Companies such as Affirm, Afterpay, and Klarna drew investors and consumers alike in the years following the financial crisis, when customers were flush with cash and shopping up a storm. That was back in the good old days. But with inflation rising, pandemic-era stimulus measures coming to an end, and tougher economic times likely on the horizon, customers are likely to be spending less and missing payments. Those borrowers with lower incomes are the ones showing the most stress due to inflationary pressures, diminishing stimulus, and fading forbearance plans. And you got to remember, with buy now, pay later, you start missing payments, and guess what kicks in? Yeah, that word, interest. Be careful. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Welcome to June, and be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.